Before the Pentagon began the process of collapsing and consolidating the military's networks, there were an estimated 15,000 of them, each run as separate fiefdoms by bits and pieces of DOD's sprawling organizational chart. The dream of DOD IT leaders is to one day have an information enterprise that's fully interoperable, so that military services can seamlessly share information with each other, and U.S. Cyber Command can better defend the military's networks. Right now, Cybercom can't even see them all. The concept is called the Joint Information Environment, or JIE, and it's the top priority for Major General Mark Bowman, who just took over as the Director of Command, Control, Communications, and Computers on the Pentagon's Joint Staff. For the first time, that position also serves now as the Joint Staff's Chief Information Officer. Bowman says JIE isn't a program, per se, and the Pentagon won't manage it like one. For starters, it won't try to achieve 100% perfection based on a predefined set of requirements.
We're not looking for a perfect solution. We're looking for 60, 70, 80% solutions. Provide us capability that we don't have today, and we will move on.
And Bowman told an AFSEA conference yesterday that DOD wants to move on quickly, taking advantage of technology as it becomes available in the marketplace. That means not dreaming up systems that end up taking years to develop and locking the Pentagon into a single vendor's technology.
We're not looking for proprietary solutions. We're looking for COTS as much as we can find it. The enemy's using COTS. We can't have them ahead of us. We need to adapt as we go. We need to understand the risks. We need a trust between industry and DOD so that when industry says, hey, I got this thing, it's ready to go, it is in fact ready to go. It's not a black box with some knobs on it and nothing inside it. What we don't want to do is have to correct big mistakes on a battlefield. We have perfect examples of things that went out to the battlefield that weren't perfect. But because of the blood, sweat, and probable tears of some of the people out there, they ended up being game changers.
Bowman says integrating 60% solutions into DOD's IT landscape is going to take some adjusting by boots-on-the-ground service members themselves, not just the military's IT and acquisition communities. He says there have been cases in the last 10 years of war in which the military introduced game changers onto the battlefield, only to have users complain they weren't perfect. He offered the example of a push-to-talk radio that closed a 100-mile communications gap in Iraq almost overnight.
All we were getting back is, hey, you know, it'd be nice if this was Type 1 encrypted. This ought to have a bigger screen. We ought to put some rubber over these buttons here. It's collecting sand. So we called back and said, hey, turn them all back in. And they said, what? Well, you didn't tell us anything good about them. Turn them back in. No, we can't do that. All right, here's the deal. You tell us the good and the bad, and we'll make the decision on what to do. But you got to be telling us the good. We don't need expert problem identifiers. We need people who help us get stuff to where it needs to be and get it out to the field. And if we can do 60, 70, or 80% now and continue to evolve over time based on an understood set of standards that people can build to, there'll be a whole lot more players in the game and a whole lot more competition. And in the end, a much better country for it.
Bowman says the Joint Information Environment concept is a vastly complicated undertaking, making the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter look simplistic by comparison. In part because of that, he says it has the attention of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Chiefs of each of the military services and defense agencies. Those senior DOD leaders have just become users of a technology system that Bowman and other IT leaders hope will lay the foundation for joint networking, the Enterprise Email System, led by the Army and the Defense Information Systems Agency. The entire joint staff is now on Enterprise Email. Bowman says other foundational elements for JIE are the department's data center consolidation effort and the upcoming push toward an enterprise information sharing platform based on Microsoft SharePoint.
It's all about the enterprise. And it's not about an enterprise within a particular service. This is DOD-wide enterprises. Once we start that approach, we shouldn't look back. There are folks who have done thin client. There are folks who went VoIP. There were naysayers on both. Neither was perfect when they started. But they're so much better than what we got today.
Bowman says the JIE will be tightly intertwined with DOD's plans for a network for contingency operations that can go anywhere and interoperate with other nations. NATO runs such a network now, the Afghan Mission Network, but it took years after the start of the Afghan War to get it up and running.
The Afghan Mission Network was a great idea of two lieutenant colonels from CENTCOM. One of those lieutenant colonels works for us in Joint Staff J6 today. It was amazing to me as a CENTCOM J6 that these two lieutenant colonels were able to work this concept of the Afghan Mission Network through NATO and get NATO funding for it before we could get total buy-in from some of the senior leaders here in D.C.
The next step for IT and coalition operations is the Future Mission Network, which will eventually be renamed the Mission Partner Environment.
It's not a network of its own. It's a set of TTPs that closely match wherever we can what we have in JIE. The most important part of JIE is the foundation, the security architecture upon which it's built, and the technical architecture as well. What we want to do is test drive some of these ideas that we have with some of our Five Eyes coalition partners. And we want to test drive them with one of our partner nations being in charge, not the U.S. And we're going to do that within the next year. It's absolutely critical that we do that. It's absolutely critical that we tie what Future Mission Network becomes to JIE so we have interoperability and comms day one. We ought to be able to go and communicate as we need to, and to share that information.
Bowman says the JIE and the Mission Partner Environment are based on similar ideas. Even though the wartime landscape is winding down, no military service will ever again go to war on its own, and it's highly unlikely that the U.S. will ever go into a conflict without the help of other nations. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.